just a friend. This is Donnie Brown and his band on Current State's Live Music Friday.
Just a friend, never knowing how to leave you when. If you were wanting me to stay or go away, and so I'm just a friend. More than this, it all started with a simple kiss, and it was over as it had begun. I'm not the one, I'm just a friend. I believe you never noticed what you were to me, and only saw the world the way that you could see. So I decided I would step back and I'd let it be. I'd let it be. And now I know that it was good I never let it show. And finally realize it all along, I'd had it wrong. You're just a friend. All the little things that I would do or say to make you feel all right. So I decided I would step back and I'd let it be. I'd let it be. I'm just a friend, just a fool who fell in love again. And to believe this might be something new, I was more to you than just a friend. And knowing now that this is the end, now that I have finally figured out, doubt, I'm just a friend.
Donnie Brown, just a friend, along with some friends and fellow players, Hank Horton, Kay Rinker O'Neill on the flute there this time, and Connie Brock also backing up on background vocals. Here on a Live Music Friday on WKAR. Great to have you back, Donnie. It's been less than a year.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Do new songs just keep pouring out of you?
Yeah, they do. But at the same time, I've got so many songs that I started. I'm like a lot of songwriters. You have this cachet of songs that you started 20 years ago that find a way into your ear and into your brain, and you start working on them, and they kind of take a new life. And I'm surrounded by a lot of really great musicians, fortunately, and so I have great sounding boards to play something for them, and they give me a lot of perspective, you know.
You got the new solo EP called Hess Street. Do these guys play on that? Or
some of them did, yeah. Absolutely. Kay is definitely on Hess Street because I recorded that. I recorded that in my house. I recorded it at Glenn Brown Studios here in Lansing at Big Sky in Ann Arbor. Just various places, Reed Recording in Bay City, you know, and
How does this new EP, the new EP just released last month, is called Donnie Brown. No other title, just your name. How does it compare to the songs on Hess Street? There was kind of a nostalgic vibe to Hess Street.
Absolutely.
I mean, I remember the cover so vividly. It was really well. It was your
the house I grew up in. Yeah. And that house, you know, means a lot to me, meant a lot to me, and it's still there in lovely Saginaw. But this collection of songs that is on this record is a little bit more personal to me and just me wherever I am, I guess. They're just more introspective. They're more inward, and they don't really have to do with a time and a place, just about various points in my life where I've felt one way or another, or I've felt like I had to say something about it. So,
do you feel like you're still evolving as songwriter?
Gosh, I hope so. I sure hope so. And I hope that anybody who works with me and anybody who listens to me hopes, I hope they feel that way. I don't want to become more and more pigeonholed, but at the same time, I'd love to, you know, wake up one day and say, hey, this is all me. This is what I am. But that's a journey. That takes time. And even though I've been playing music a long time, I haven't really personally invested in myself in that respect. And so it's a good thing. It's just so enriching.
Donnie Brown's our Live Music Friday guest here on WKAR's Current State. Describe your followers. I mean, do you feel like you know the people that who follow you closely?
I can only say I hope that the people who follow my music are people who are interested in the art of a song. And what I mean by that is just people who listen to a song for, you know, whatever they listen to it for, whether it's they just want to feel a certain way or they want the lyric to say something to them. And I think that's why it takes me so long to write songs, is because I just don't want to put something out there that doesn't mean something to me. Even though I write something that's got a less serious lyric, you know, I wrote a love song for my wife on this record, and it's got, you know, a little couple love lines in there, and it's a little less serious, but I can tell you that standing in my kitchen in the morning, I felt every single bit of it, you know, and I know that there are other people in the WKAR listening area who are standing in their kitchens, and I hope they understand that and they feel it.
Yeah.
That's the point of this songwriter, you know. I mean, I haven't gotten to the point where I'm writing a social protest song. I have some, but I haven't finished them. But, just want to get songs across.
You obviously take the craft very seriously.
I do.
It shows in your work.
Thank you.
Before we go any further, let's make clear, for the listeners who have enjoyed what they've heard here today, what's the best way to connect with your music?
You can say hello to me on Facebook, and you can find my music on iTunes, on Amazon, and you can also find it at Bandcamp. If you go to bandcamp.com and type in Donnie Brown, and I'll come right up, and you'll hear a lot of stuff from me. If you go to SoundCloud, you can hear a lot of stuff of me having fun in my basement, of me singing some Beach Boys stuff a cappella. Because when you're working on songs, you get to the point where it's like, I got to get this song out of my head. I can't push any harder on this song. And I always find that singing something from Barry Gibb or the Bee Gees as a three-part harmony with just a microphone up just for a kick is like a great palate cleanser to my head.
I'm sure. I'm sure.
It is.
David Bowie just died. Was there a point in your life when Bowie's music was important to you, or is
Absolutely.
It still important today?
Absolutely,
or?
It is. David Bowie, to me, I had the same reaction that many people probably did. I remember seeing Bowie in the Ziggy Stardust time, and he had his flared pants and the striped outfit with red hair, and I thought as a kid, who is this freak, you know? And then you hear Life on Mars and you hear Ziggy Stardust and you're like, you can't really grasp that when you're a young musician. And as I get older, especially a song like Life on Mars, I watch Rick Wakeman play a tribute to David Bowie online. And you just realize the beauty of the chords. You realize the beauty of the changes.
He blew up a lot of things. I mean,
yeah,
he was just an innovator from start to
absolutely.
Finish.
Absolutely. Androgyny and just barriers in fashion, barriers in rock and roll. And I bless him for that.
We're just about out of time. I want to make sure you do have some gigs booked this year, February 26th at the Temple Theater in your hometown of Saginaw. You'll be at the Beer Fest at the ballpark in Lansing's Cooley Law School Stadium, April 30th.
Yes.
And the East Lansing Art Festival, May 22nd.
I'm really happy about that because I go down to the art festival and I saw my buddies from Bob Harvey there a little while ago, and I saw Kay play there, and it's just like it's just such a great happening, and I'm glad that I'm able to be a part of it. I thank Ben Hall for that.
We want to thank our Live Music Friday guests, Donnie Brown, top of the list, along with Kay Rinker O'Neill, 12-string guitar, mandolin, flute. She does it all. She did everything but get on our Steinway here in the studio here today. Connie Brock on background vocals and the great Hank Horton on bass. Donnie's new EP is simply titled Donnie Brown. Have a great weekend. We leave you with Donnie Brown and friends on WKAR.
I watch you as you wake up and the lazy smile that takes a while to break. So give me just a little longer with the two of us before you start your day. Grab a coffee, give a kiss, you're out the door. But most days I could use a little more. So reach out, you'll never be lonely.
Reach out, you'll never be lonely.
Reach out, you'll never be lonely with me. All you gotta do is call me. Reach out, you'll never be lonely with me. Reach out, you'll never be lonely. Reach out, you'll never be lonely with me. If you get a break, you should call me and let me know you're thinking of me too. 'Cause to hear your voice would be lovely, and I'll tell ya, I'm thinking.